Embracing Change, the Foundation. Welcome to The Power to Change, a journey designed to help you harness the power of change and make it work in your favor. My name is Campbell McPherson, and I'm here to guide you through the complexities and opportunities that change presents. Imagine standing on the edge of an oil platform in the North Sea with a raging fire behind you and no ladder in sight. The only option is to jump into the icy waters below. This scenario, known as the burning platform, is a vivid metaphor for one of the four types of changes that can affect our lives. Changes can be categorized into a matrix of four possibilities, big or small, and self-initiated or externally imposed. This change matrix helps you understand and navigate the different types of changes you may face. For instance, a small, externally imposed change might be something as mundane as your city changing the garbage collection day from Tuesday to Thursday. On the other hand, a big, externally imposed change, like the burning platform scenario, could be losing your job due to corporate restructuring. Understanding the change matrix. Let's delve deeper into the change matrix. Small changes, whether self-initiated or externally imposed, are generally easier to manage. For example, deciding to get a new haircut is a small, self-initiated change that usually doesn't disrupt your life significantly. However, big changes are a different story altogether. A burning platform change is externally imposed and highly disruptive. It requires immediate action, much like jumping off that oil platform to save your life. These changes can be devastating, such as the loss of a loved one or a sudden job loss. On the other hand, a quantum leap change is one you initiate yourself, like switching careers or relocating to a new city. These changes require courage and a willingness to step into the unknown. The emotional journey of change. Change, even when it's positive, can be tough. It often provokes a predictable series of difficult emotions and behaviors. When faced with change, many of us go through a curve of emotions similar to the grieving process. You might start with denial, then move to anger, fear, and eventually depression. However, this curve can bend upward as you come to understand and accept the change. For quantum leap changes, the emotional journey is unique. Imagine deciding to start a new career. Initially, you might feel excitement about the adventure ahead, but as you delve deeper, you may fall into apprehension, wondering if you'll succeed. Fear sets in as you think about the possibility of failure, followed by remorse if you start to doubt your decision. However, if you don't give up, you'll eventually adopt a sense of rational optimism, acknowledging the challenges while believing in your ability to overcome them. Avoiding victimhood. When things go wrong, it's easy to feel like a victim of circumstance, but holding on to this victim mentality keeps you stuck and disempowers you from making positive changes. Recognizing this pattern is the first step toward reclaiming control. A victim mentality often views external forces as persecutors and personal allies as rescuers. This framing reduces accountability and creates dependence. Instead, you can reframe challengers as opportunities to grow and supportive friends as coaches who guide rather than pity. For example, a laid-off worker can reframe unemployment as an opportunity to upskill. A college student can overcome failure by seeing professors as mentors rather than critics. A divorcee can choose self-reliance rather than blame. By taking back responsibility, even in small areas, you foster empowerment and change. Fear as a guide. Fear often lurks behind our resistance to change. Whether it's a fear of failure, the unknown, or blame, labeling your specific fears allows you to address them rather than avoid them. Fears of failure can dissipate when you map out and prepare for worst-case scenarios. Fears of the unknown are reminders to educate yourself about unfamiliar challenges. Fear of blame is often rooted in self-image. If new approaches are seen as criticisms of old methods, you can reject valuable feedback. Shift this perspective by embracing feedback as a tool for growth. Before launching a business, an entrepreneur can prep for risk by consulting advisors. A first-time traveler can overcome fear of the unknown by researching local customs and safety guidelines. Adapting to parenting roles means embracing new techniques rather than fearing criticism. When fear shifts from an obstacle to a guide, it becomes a motivator for learning and improving. Planning your change. Approaching personal change like a well-planned project ensures better outcomes. Break down your goals into objectives, understand timelines, and anticipate obstacles. This structured approach prepares you for the emotional, material, and relational costs of change. Thinking deeply about why the change matters, along with the risks and upsides, brings focus. Tracking progress through measurable outcomes ensures momentum remains steady. A thoughtful structure turns abstract dreams into actionable steps. Aspiring writers can set daily word limits, progressing toward novels chapter by chapter. Fitness enthusiasts can map out diet changes and training sessions over months. Homeowners can renovate by planning budgets and timelines up front. Embracing and celebrating change. Change is not just something to be coped with, it is an opportunity to be celebrated. By understanding the change matrix, navigating the emotional journey, avoiding victimhood, using fear as a guide, and planning your change, you can harness difficult situations and see new opportunities. It's okay to feel emotional and have doubts and fears about change. This book gives you the permission to acknowledge these feelings while providing techniques to put change into perspective. It allows you to embrace and prosper from the challenges change presents. In today's rapidly changing world, where how we work, live, and even how long we live are all in flux, only those who can embrace change will survive and thrive. By following the principles outlined in The Power to Change, you can reinvent yourself and turn challenges into opportunities. So the next time you face change, remember that it's not just a necessity, but a chance to grow, to learn, and to thrive. Embrace it, plan for it, and use it as a catalyst for your personal and professional growth. The power to change is within you. Now it's time to harness it.